My puppy! It's magically appeared! Granny, it's my puppy!
You can't keep it. You can't afford to feed it. Besides, it smells.
I can share my gruel with it.
No thanks, Little Red. They call you little because you don't get enough to eat.
A talking puppy?
And they call her Red because her mother was too illiterate to string more than 3 letters in a row. And because her face looked like a rotting red potato. Still does. Her mother was a red-skinned, wild Indian welfare moocher.
Your granny's just plain mean, Red.
Granny's my name. Doesn't make me anyone's progenitor.
Then this isn't grandmother's house?
It's Granny's establishment. At least it was. Red's helping me with the comeback.
I fetched the cigs and the hooch. I'm in training.
I took her in when her slut mother flew the coop. Let her stay when she had no place to go. Her family were aborigines. If not for me, she'd have been raised by wolves.
Romulus and Remus were raised by a wolf.
Well, Red's lucky. She's got me.
What's an aborigine?
I keep her here out of the kindness of my heart.
You never said Mommy had family.
Your heart?
Yeah, my heart. My great, big, bleeding heart. Do you happen to have a light, puppy? Thank you, puppy. You know, I don't much like puppies, but we'll need a watchdog when we get clients. I might just let you stay. What else can you do?
I'm useful in the kitchen.
Oh, puppy, I'm so hungry. Can you make mac and cheese?
Wouldn't you rather eat meat? A nice steak, or stew, or liver?
Liver. You're just full of surprises. My, what big ears you have, puppy.
All the better to hear you with, Granny.
My, what bright eyes you have, puppy.
All the better to see you with, Granny.
My, what sharp teeth you have, puppy.
All the better to eat you with, Granny. Oh!
Puppy?
I'm not a puppy, Little Red. I'm your fairy godmother.
You don't look like a fairy godmother.
Put down that ashtray, Red. You'll need a knife.